Monday Night Football is back, baby. Raiders, Niners, Seahawks, Cowboys, Vikings, where you at? Bet the Bookie returns again this year with Kenny Breedlove. Win cash and prizes every Monday night. Monday Night Football kicks off this year with a doubleheader on September 10th. The Jets versus the Lions, and the Rams take on the Raiders. Come get your football fix at Shameless O'Leary's. The best wings, burgers, and Irish nachos in town. Plus, over 16 brews on tap and over 100 unique whiskeys behind the bar. Wear your favorite team jersey and come play Bet the Bookie every Monday night. It's free to play and an absolute blast for couples or serious football fans. Place your bet and win. Don't forget Sunday Funday with the NFL ticket and Sunday brunch. Bloodies, mimosas, and a full breakfast menu. If you want to watch football, make it Shameless O'Leary's, California Street, downtown Reading.
Football, you say? Well, I've got $100 here. Says football's supposed to be played with your feet.
Live from the KCNR studios in downtown Redding, California on Market Street, it's Sports Talk with Connor Sutton. And here is your host, Connor Sutton.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Sports Talk with Connor Sutton on October 6th. Probably the best month in sports. We got all four main sports going. NHL's just started. NBA preseason is going on. MLB playoffs. And, of course, we are in the right smack dab in the middle of the NFL season. I saw a story today. Oh, by the way, Dan Anderson is my co-host today.
How you doing?
Sorry, Dan.
No worries.
You know, it's been funny because I've been kind of by myself. I haven't had a co-host ever since you were here about a month ago,
yeah.
So probably, I think, longer than that. A month and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless,
yeah.
But so I'm so used to just diving right into my first topic. But I want to start with this today. We got a lot of good things to talk about. MLB playoffs. We'll talk about the NFL. My Fire 3 will be coming up last segment, which I am 66% hitting on. So I'm having a good year. Our producer, Jared King, joining us as well. So I want to start with this today. There's a story that came out in the NBA that Brad Stevens was voted by NBA GMs as now the best coach in the NBA after 7 years of Greg Popovich being the best coach. And here's what I have learned. I still think lifetime, obviously, Greg Popovich is a much better coach, but currently in this day and age, that Brad Stevens is the better coach, and here's why. Stevens has been able to, in a short period of time, build the Celtics up, although he's had numerous draft picks and a couple of big free agent signings and a big trade, and probably one of the best GMs in the league in Danny Ainge. He's had the ability to keep his players happy, even when they have multiple starters and multiple players coming off the bench that could start on other teams, where in San Antonio, Kawhi Leonard, who was quiet forever, and then all of a sudden, last year, with the mayhem of his injury, didn't trust their training staff in San Antonio. It was just a mess in the Spurs organization, which you haven't been able to say in a long time. And now we kind of have this possible stigma that maybe Greg Popovich is unable to keep star players in San Antonio.
So let me ask you this question.
Sure.
So did you see the poll that was voted by the coaches? So the coaches vote, 30 coaches vote for the best
right coach.
Brad Stevens got 0 votes in that.
Yeah, that's because they're all jealous of him.
You think so? Okay.
I mean, he's got probably the best roster for the next 10 years as of right now. They still got, they're not done with the draft picks from Brooklyn, I don't think.
So where do you think Greg Popovich's Spurs would be in the East if they played in the East last season?
With Kawhi out for a little bit?
Yeah. I mean,
I don't think they were as good as Toronto regular season. I think they're top three.
Top three?
Yeah. But what Brad Stevens has done without Gordon Hayward last year, Kyrie's been hurt. I mean, what he did with that team, getting into the Eastern Conference Finals, taking LeBron James and the Cavs to 7 games, and up in the first quarter of Game 7, I mean,
then they imploded in the end. But
this is that they got valuable playoff experience for their young guys without a star player. And you can't say Al Horford's a star player. Come on.
And you're totally discounting Kerr because he has all these superstars. He's not a good coach?
I'm not saying he's not a good coach. I'm saying he's not a good... He's got the best collection of talent we've ever seen in NBA history.
And he's been able to deal with all these egos and personalities, been able to navigate...
Has he?
I think so. He's
I mean, everybody's still around. We don't know yet. Next year's contract year for a lot of these guys. Are they going to be able to pay them all?
that's certainly going to be interesting. Well, Cousins is out.
There's no way DeMarcus Cousins. This is. I think we're going to see some things happen with the Warriors this year that we didn't think we'd see because of DeMarcus Cousins and all the different personalities, like you said, all the egos. But we know Draymond Green and Steve Kerr get into it all the time at practice.
And it doesn't really seem to affect the play on the court, does it?
I don't know, because Draymond Green's usually talking trash to the other team.
Fair enough. I actually tend to agree. I think Stevens is the best. I was just playing devil's advocate there. Especially in the way the game has shifted here. Like, Popovich was great, but his style of play is going out the door, it seems, unfortunately.
Right. And Greg Popovich also had the greatest power forward of all time in Tim Duncan.
Exactly. He had a superstar who was...
The perfect superstar.
Ideal superstar, yes, to have.
Which, yeah, you could say the same thing about Kawhi Leonard up until last year. So something,
exactly,
happened.
Yeah.
And I think what happened was is him and Kawhi, much like Brady and Belichick, although Brady and Belichick, they kind of know they need each other to win.
Right.
So Kawhi and Pop are kind of in that similar relationship, although last year it just absolutely imploded, and that's the reason he got traded to Toronto.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what Stevens does here when he's going to have two stars to insert here. He's kind of last year been able to coach a Butler team with, like, a,
yes,
bunch of pretty good players, but nobody's too flashy. Everybody's okay playing their role. So it'll be interesting to see how he handles this season. I think they're going to be great, though. I said earlier, I was just playing devil's advocate there for a little bit. I do think Stevens is the best coach in the NBA right now.
Absolutely. And you could say Kerr's probably your 2 or 3 and Popovich 2 or 3.
I think, yeah,
that
I think
you can
those
flip
are the
those.
Top three for sure.
You know who's really good is you. I think Utah has, I've said this a lot, I think Utah has one of the best front offices and coaching staff in the NBA because of their ability in the last, let's say, 10 to 12 years. After Stockton and Malone, it took them a little while to rebuild. Then they got Deron Williams. They had Mame Okur. They had Carlos Boozer, made a playoff run. They didn't have enough pieces. Andre Kirilenko.
Right.
And then they had to trade all those guys away because they weren't good enough. And then they came back again, had a number of good players that I can't recall right now for a couple of years. And then they traded those guys again. Paul Millsap was one of them, the main guy. And then they traded all those guys. Al Jefferson.
Right.
Those are the guys I was forgetting. But then they traded all those guys again. Now they get a new group, and they make the playoffs again last year and upset the Thunder.
And Mitchell is unbelievable.
And they draft Donovan Mitchell with the 13th pick, which was a score. They have a couple other...
Joe Ingles is
our guy.
Unbelievably good, actually. I was surprised. I saw them last year in Sacramento play,
right,
and I was like...
You're welcome.
Yeah,
I
appreciate
did get tickets
that
to that game.
I was stunned by how good he was.
So, I just think that in the NBA, and really in the NFL too, that good coaches and good general managers are so hard to come by, and those are the things you need to lean on almost more than star players. Because in Milwaukee, they have a couple star players. They have Giannis. They have Chris Middleton. I wouldn't even say Middleton's a star. But they have Giannis, who's going to be their guy for the next 10 years. They just voted today that if GMs were to start over with a team and have one player, he'd be the guy. I think 33% said Giannis just because of his ability to stay healthy and score the basketball
and
multiple plays.
Yeah,
and he's young, yeah, coming from Greece.
So you say you'd rather have – so if you're starting an NBA franchise, you just bought a team, you'd rather go get Brad Stevens than a LeBron James or a
– Yep.
So Stevens lost to LeBron James, right, last year? Would you say that
Well, Stevens wasn't on the court.
What? His team got – you're saying a better coach, though. So they had the best coach in the league,
yeah,
right? And they had the best player.
Better coaching is going to be better players more often than not, and more importantly, down the road as well. Players get old. Coaches, I mean, Greg Popovich, we can say he's kind of fallen off. He's still a top 2-3 coach in the NBA, and he's been here for 20 years. He's won 5 championships.
So, I mean, they're going to win you games. So are they going to win you that many titles without a superstar? Because look, where do you think the Spurs are going to be this year?
If you have
year?
A good I enough mean, coach, you'll get a superstar.
Where are the Lakers going to be this year with LeBron? They're going...
Maybe top near, 5 in the Western Conference.
Exactly. Where were they last year?
I agree with you. I'm not saying I agree LeBron
is... I don't know. I think that I'd much rather have a superstar player and a mediocre coach than a
superstar. Yeah, he gets hurt and is out for his career.
I'm willing to risk that because...
Okay. I'm not. Because if he gets hurt and you're out for the career, your job's on the line immediately.
That's the nature of the business. I really think I'd rather have a superstar. I'm not saying that I'd put it much higher, but I would say, if given the choice, if you're telling me I could have superstar player LeBron James, he's old now, so maybe not most ideal.
But if you have a coach and you have a good GM and you have a good front office, good scouts, you're going to hit on the draft, and then your draft's going to turn into guys like, I'm not going to say LeBron James because LeBron James is a one-in-a-generation player, but guys who are good enough, like the Boston Celtics, who have all these pieces, and then you bring in guys through free agency, you bring in guys like Kyrie Irving through the trade, and then all of a sudden you have, not it's not technically a dynasty yet, but it very well could be here in the next couple years. Fair Jason enough. Tatum is going to be an all-star eventually. They have Terry Rozier, who I like. Marcus Smart's not going to be there much longer, I don't think, even though he just signed a deal, but I think he'll be trade bait. Al Horford, who's a perfect piece for them. So when you have a coaching staff and a front office that work well together and are in sync, then you can put together what could be a dynasty.
Yeah, you're definitely going to be contenders over the course of the season, but a superstar player makes you a contender now.
I agree, but I'm saying I don't want to be great now. Think about the Golden State Warriors. They drafted basically their dynasty. Then they added Kevin Durant. They won two finals in 3 years. Then they added Kevin Durant. So if you draft well, it's going to attract free agents because you have good players and good team. And then you have the ability to make plays through the trade as well.
So you'd rather have Danny Ainge than Brad Stevens?
No, I'm not saying that. I would say coach and then GM.
All right.
My first two picks. All right, we'll take a break. This is Sports Talk with Connor Sutton. We'll be back.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the annual celebration of the Marine Corps birthday. This year, the celebration will take place on Saturday, November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. In keeping with tradition, we conduct a formal ceremony complete with a color guard, a pipe band, and the annual birthday message from the Commandant of the Marine Corps. In addition, we will have a guest speaker in the form of a retired Marine Colonel who led a battalion in Iraq, served as an instructor at West Point, and assisted the federal government in intercepting illicit drug traffic. Tickets for the event are $35. For more information and to receive a formal invitation, contact Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. We're sure you'll enjoy the celebration as it honors our illustrious Corps. That phone number again is 524-7595. Semper Fi, Marines. What shall we do
about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second two, you're on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, joined by Dan Anderson, my co-host, and now being joined on by first-time guest, Francesca Carrera. Welcome on, Francesca. I appreciate you coming on the show. We're going to talk some MLB playoffs here. Now, earlier in the year, Dan, you and I guess in like subtweet fashion, ripped each other because I was here and I ripped baseball, and then you guest hosted and then ripped me for ripping baseball, and then when we were supposed to get into it, I forgot to confirm that you were coming, so then I just ripped you again.
I thought you were joking when you texted me, and then...
Because I listened to the last segment, and I just texted Dan, and I said, I'll see you last segment next week. And you thought I was kidding, and I wasn't kidding.
And then you text me as you were on air, hey, where are you at? And I'm just like, I'm at home watching sports. So
sorry, man. All right, so one thing I will say is there's very few things as riveting as Major League Baseball playoffs. However, there's 162 with this year, 163. Jared just gave me a look like I'm crazy. Hey, I'm serious. The last couple years in the playoffs, especially the World Series, has been unbelievable. When the Cubs won it 2 years ago and last year with the Astros and the Dodgers, it was very fun to watch. And there's nothing better as a Giants fan to watch the Dodgers get so close to a championship.
Super exciting.
This comes from the guy that was talking to us about curling franchises earlier this year.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was great. All right, so Dan, you're a Boston fan. Francesca, who are you pulling for? You're an A's fan?
I am, yeah.
Oh,
so,
no.
They had a pretty good year, though, actually, this year.
I wasn't paying attention to Major League Baseball because I think in the regular season it's relatively boring. But I didn't realize we had 300-win teams
in the AL.
Yeah, that's shocking. And the A's won 97 and didn't even win their division. That's incredible.
I think the Yankees won 100 and were 8 games back of first place.
I mean, and that's to show that while I said baseball is boring, there's a lot of bad teams in baseball. We said tanking isn't a thing in baseball. It sure seems like it is. We shouldn't have 300-win teams.
It was in Baltimore this year,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Francesca, give me your predictions. And I think what we're going to do is we'll do – how many teams are left?
We're down to the final 8, 4-8 said, yeah.
Final 8. All right, so what we'll do is we'll each pick 3. Nope, that doesn't add up. I'll pick 2, you guys pick 3. So I'll pick 3, you guys pick 2. We'll do a snake draft.
Okay.
To see who gets it. But first, I want to hear your thoughts. Francesca, what are you thinking here for the postseason?
So I'm liking Boston.
Oh.
They won 108 games.
Yeah.
That's when they fold, though. That would be my last pick. How many times have we seen a team win their division, and they get into cruise control mode in the postseason, and then they struggle? It happens all the time. All right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Just because I want to see them beat the Yankees so badly.
Okay.
Can't stand the Yankees. I also like the Dodgers, but I don't think they'll get far enough, so I'm pulling for Boston.
I don't like either one of those picks. I do not want Boston to win. I'm pulling for the Astros again.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't like any other team.
Fair enough.
In the postseason. Actually, and I know the Rockies are an in-division rival, but with the Giants. But for some reason, I kind of root for them. Oh. I don't know why. I'm a Bud Black fan for sure.
Yeah.
He's got the best name of any manager in the MLB.
All right. Whatever that's worth.
I think it's worth a lot.
Okay.
All right. So how we'll do it is, Dan, you can start and take the Red Sox first. And then, Francesca, you go, and then I'll go last. I'll have 2 picks. Nope, that doesn't make sense because I'll run out. We'll do it. It's fine. So Dan goes first with your pick, and then Francesca, and then I'll go twice.
All right. I'll select the Red Sox.
Okay. Who do you want, Francesca?
I'll take the Dodgers.
Wow. I will take the Yankees.
All right, give me Milwaukee.
The Brewers.
Their bullpen is unbelievably good.
So?
And that's what wins games in the postseason.
I mean, it does to some certain extent. And as a Giants fan, we won 3 World Series in the last 8 years, but it's whatever. It has affected us, but it's been more about timely hitting. No. Relief pitching, timely hitting, and good defense.
And they're already up 2-0, so I got a good feeling they're gonna make it to the next round.
The Giants came back against the Reds.
The Red Sox came back against the Yankees.
That was impressive.
That was the last time we played the Yankees in the playoffs. Can you believe that?
2004?
2004 was the last time we played them in the playoffs.
I would be interested in seeing a Yankees-Red Sox series.
It happened started last night.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so you're seeing it right now. Tonight, 5 p.m.
I wish it was 7 games. All right, Francesca, who's your second pick?
I'll take Houston.
I'm going to go with the Rockies. NL West, baby. Come on.
And that leaves me with the Indians?
Yeah, that's a good team.
I'll take the Indians.
Indians, and who's left for Francesca? What's the only team left?
I think the Braves.
The
right?
Braves, yeah.
Oh. Yes. Okay. Here, I just...
So she's playing against herself because she's got the Dodgers.
We set you up. But at least you have 3 teams. All right. Basically, you have 2. So Dan's got the upper hand because he had the first pick,
and he
takes the Red Sox. But you also have the most to lose because you're a Red Sox fan.
That's certainly true, yeah. I am scared to death of this short series. The Yankees-Red Sox, only playing five or best of five, and how good their lineup is and our bullpen is terrible. Like I said, bullpen I think is means so much more in the playoffs than it does in the regular season. That's our weakest spot. So and we almost blew it last night. We were 5-0 and then held on to a 5-4 win last night.
What would you say the weakest spot for the Red Sox are this year?
The bullpen, hands down, not even close. Our batting, our lineup is unbelievable. Our pitching is, our starting pitching is pretty good, but the bullpen, except for Kimbrel, so we have a really good closer. Everybody in between is.
And you guys dropped really to a 4-man rotation, yeah?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Does that mean that
you? So we had brought Porcello in actually last night to get some outs, who's normally a starter, but he came in the eighth to get a couple outs for us.
And it was successful?
He got two outs and then gave up a bloop hit, and then we pulled the plug in and then brought in our closer who shut the door, although Aaron Judge did hit a home run off of him, so it was stressful.
Okay. All right. Francesco, what are you thinking about? So you said who you think the Red Sox is going to win. Give me your dark horse team. Is it the Rockies, like I said?
I do think, yeah. Watching the Rockies, I think they are the dark horse team. They're pretty good. I mean, I watched them against Milwaukee yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah. And they looked good. I mean, both teams looked good. But I think the Rockies are the dark horse.
And especially because you never know what's going to happen in Denver with the Mile High City qualities. I mean, anything can happen. You hit a pop fly and it goes out. So... that's always interesting, too, and that's one of the reasons why postseason baseball in Colorado is always fun.
It'll be interesting. I think that series, they're the hottest teams in the National League playing each other, and now it's switching over to Colorado, so they're down 2-0 already right now.
Yeah.
But like you said, anything can happen when they switch over there. Their offense, I think, can definitely generate some. If they can get some momentum going here in Game 3 tomorrow, I think it is, they definitely have a chance. But like I said, Milwaukee, I think their bullpen is the best in the league. This kid, Josh Hader, strikes out basically every batter he faces.
That's fun to watch.
It's definitely a very intriguing series for sure. And the Rockies were just this close yesterday to stealing a game there. So it's definitely an inch, even though they're down 2-0, it's still not over by any stretch.
You know what his strikeout ratio is? It's up like 70%, isn't it?
Stupid and high, yeah.
Yeah.
In the playoffs, it's been even better.
Yeah, so strikeouts just aren't very fun to watch for me.
Well, if you're a fan of the team there.
No, absolutely. You're absolutely right. And if you need those outs, I'm just saying that this is one of the reasons that I hate launch angles, because now there's all this time in between ball and play. Like, I've already talked about this, Dan.
We beat this dead horse, I think.
No, we haven't beat it. Right. You never, when you countered me, you never brought that part up. 4 minutes!
That's what, are you watching the playoffs right now? That's what builds up the suspense and intrigue here in the playoffs, especially. How much do you have to think
about? So you're saying that, like, when I watch a scary movie, and Francesca, jump in, what's your opinion on this? Do you like launch angle? Are you thinking baseball's in the right direction, or are you worried about it in the future?
I'm worried about it.
Thank you. Because ball in play, 4 minutes, Dan.
Look, I never said I wasn't worried about it. I'm just saying it's not dead like you
said. I know. I never said it was dead. I said I'm worried about the future.
You implied it in the first time.
Okay, you're right. I implied it, and I think it is going in that direction, but it's not, in fact, dead. I think what it is the fact that now I have to sit there and wait 4 minutes to see the ball go in play. I might as well watch something else. Seriously. Basketball's got constant action. Soccer's got constant action. And NHL's got constant action. Football's got constant action. But instead in MLB, we got to sit there and watch the pitcher step off the mound, blow his nose, then get back on the mound, get his sign, step back off. I mean, it's ridiculous.
So, let me just...
Strikeout numbers were higher than hit numbers this year.
That's true.
First time ever.
The Yankees struck out at an alarmingly high rate.
And they're in the playoffs. So they won 100 games.
211 times this season.
I hate it.
Yeah, well,
there
are some that say they don't like the way the basketball is. Everybody's just shooting threes instead of taking the two.
Who?
That's what a lot of people talk about, how there's not playing basketball.
I can agree with that.
Dying.
You don't like the way basketball is changing?
I think just shooting threes isn't how the game is supposed to be. I mean, people don't drive to the net anymore. I mean, it's just outside.
Yes.
Why take two when you can get three, right?
Right, we can talk about this next segment. I think that basketball, unlike baseball, like, yes, getting threes, I think eventually it'll come back in the other direction, and you're going to see a dominant post player come in, and then you're going to see, just like kind of Steph Curry did, with the three ball, we're going to see a dominant post player come in, and then that's going to kind of revitalize the center of the power forward. That's my prediction. All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about, I don't know. I still want to get into this baseball thing with you, Dan, because 4 minutes is insane. We're going to push this break back a little bit longer so I can finish this, because so there's 4 minutes in between. I mean, that is unbelievable. 4 minutes.
In between a ball and play.
That's what I'm saying.
You're making it seem like that a pitch happens and then you can go to the concession stand for 4 minutes. There's still things happening.
You can.
During that time.
What's happening?
Pitches are, like, just because they're swinging and missing doesn't mean that that's not
intense.
Right,
they are swinging and missing. A
lot. Last night, the Red Sox-Yankees game, the Yankees had the bases loaded against the Red Sox, and there was huge moments that happened in there that nobody hit actually put the ball in play.
Right.
Strikeouts, and then we had...
Oh, postseason. We're not counting postseason. Oh,
okay, so...
Regular season, 4 minutes, because every moment in postseason is going to be like that. It's there's drama. There's implications on every single pitch, every single play. In the regular season, I don't care if the Giants lose game 130.
Well, maybe you should. That's why you're not in the playoffs.
You're right. 4 minutes, Dan. So you're saying that it builds up the drama, right?
I think it...
If there's a four-minute delay in a scary movie before someone jumps out at me, I'm not watching.
Did you watch Tiger Woods at the PGA Championship?
I did, yeah.
Do you know how often they hit a ball?
A lot more than 4 minutes.
I don't think so. I think you think that because they're going to different holes.
But I'm not following one player. They're broad. So you're saying, okay. So you're saying
Why did you watch the PGA Championship?
To watch Tiger Woods.
So
But at the same time, they go back to different players. There was other guys I was watching who was competing against him. So you're saying, in that same facet, then we're going to go back and forth. So instead of watching one baseball game, I could watch three at the same time and be up to date on all of them because they're all happening so slow.
You certainly can do that if you get MLB TV. Or if you get NBA League Pass now, you can buy just the fourth quarter because that's what they're selling in their league. Just the fourth quarter. The first three don't matter anymore.
See, here's what you're doing. You're getting away from your argument because you know you're losing.
I can watch three
baseball games at the exact same time because nothing is happening in any of them.
I mean, you can certainly try.
4 minutes. How long is our next break going to be, Jared?
However long it needs to be.
No, I'm just curious. Is how long are they typically? Three and a half?
The next one is 4 minutes.
4 minutes. That's how long our commercial break is. You're going to come back, and there's still not going to be a ball hit in play. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Are you aware there are at least 7 million people in California who call themselves Christians? And of them, less than 15% will vote this coming election. If we are to survive the continuing moral decay of our California political leaders, every Christian must stand up, be counted, and vote. In order to return to godly moral values, Christians must vote according to the principles of the Bible. Regardless of your political party, please vote for candidates who believe in and live the values taught in the Word of God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Segment three after that 4 minute break. I hope you stayed with us because if you did, you just had the average amount of time in between balls in play and baseball. All right. I'm just saying it's a problem. I'm not saying that it's.
And I didn't say it wasn't a problem. I just don't think it's a big of a problem.
It's a problem now, and it's going to be worse in the future because more guys now coming up in the minor leagues are going to be launch angle guys, and that means more strikeouts, which means less time, less ball in play.
So you said we were talking about the NBA that we talked about it switching over to being a 3-point shooting contest, and you said it's going to evolve back.
I agree.
To say that baseball is not going to? The Red Sox put two bunts down yesterday in a Red Sox Yankees series where all they do is hit home runs. And they put two bunts down yesterday in the playoffs.
Are you saying like bunting's not allowed? Like
I'm just saying, that,
especially for AL teams, they don't have a DH.
That's the way it's gone. I just don't think that.
You think it's going to come back?
I'm sure it's certainly possible.
The thing is, the average hitters aren't going to go away.
Exactly.
But there's going to be more power guys. Power guys are going to be valued more, and it probably will come back.
The Red Sox have last season. They were the very bottom of the league in home runs. This year we got higher because we went out and got one power bat. But Mookie Betts, who hit 30 home runs, he steals 32 bags a year. So he's a 30-30 guy, and he hit the highest average, 346 this season. So he's a power guy, and he hits for it. He's not a guy that swings for the fences, though. So the Red Sox lineup, I think, is ideal to show that a team that's not all about launching. Like we have two guys in the lineup that basically are that. But they also, like, J.D. Martinez is our launch angle guy.
Right.
He hit 330 this season, and he's probably not even
right because the dimensions in these ballparks nowadays are so small.
He goes opposite field, so you can't use that BS on me.
What do you mean BS? You have more power to the opposite field.
Launch angle guys.
You need to censor yourself, Dan. Can't say BS on the air.
Excuse me. Launch angle guys are typically pulling, would you say?
I don't know.
I think that is
probably because they drop their back shoulder. Okay. Also, can I make this point? What is the Yankees stadium dimensions? It's like 314 to left, 316 down the line and right.
Yeah, J.D. Martinez had a home run stolen from. If he was in the Yankee stadium last night, we would have won with ease.
It's unbelievable. I hit a wiffle ball out. Not really, but
I would love to see that.
It's just no wonder all these guys are trying to hit home runs. They just keep moving the fence in. Why don't we move the 3-point line in too?
Sure.
No. All right, NBA. Is that what we said we were going to talk about this segment? Sorry, I'm really fired up about this 4 minutes.
You said NFL, but we could talk about it.
We can talk NFL. How bad are the Bucks, Dan? Your team's struggling.
We're 2-2. We're better than you guys.
Well, that's because my quarterback tore his ACL.
Well, we haven't had our quarterback either.
Here's a very good example of why you shouldn't hang out with porn stars. It's bad karma. Seriously. Yeah. So, Jared just showed me this. Astros fan buys beer for entire section after predicting George Springer's home run. That's awesome. That is awesome.
And hey. He was able to do that because he had 4 minutes to do it.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. Right, he didn't miss a pitch. Or he missed a pitch, he didn't miss a ball in play.
That's why baseball is so great.
Why? Because you can fall asleep?
No. I was just joking.
No, I know. I'm saying because you could fall asleep.
I mean, you could fall asleep during basketball if you wanted to.
But you'd miss a bunch.
If you're watching
the... You miss Draymond Green get teched up, kick a guy in the nuts? Like, I mean...
Well, if you're watching the Warriors, you're not falling asleep. But if you're watching
that's
the
what
Hornets and the
most
Kings...
Most of the NBA is watching. Nobody's watching the Hornets and the Kings
exactly,
except for
they're
us.
Falling asleep.
Francesca, who's your NBA team?
The Warriors.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice having you on the show.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming on. This will be the last time. All right, so what do you think about DeMarcus Cousins, that signing then? Do you like it? Are you
no.
worried that he's going to mess with the chemistry?
I was very upset when he signed.
So was the rest of the NBA fans.
I thought that we didn't need anything else, obviously. I mean, we won the title last season. Why would we need another player?
The one thing that I heard people talking about was that they needed a guy down low who is just a straight rebounder. And I think that's kind of what DeMarcus Cousins can bring to the table. But him and Draymond Green at practice, somebody's getting punched at some point in time. It's going to happen.
Yeah, I agree.
But don't you think that could be not necessarily getting punched, but like having some sort of shakeup? Because they're in cruise control basically all of last season.
Yes, like,
adding
right,
a piece, especially like Cousins, who was a really good player.
Driven because he doesn't have a championship.
Exactly.
Trying to get his career back on.
They basically have nothing to lose here because if he doesn't work out and they don't play him, he's going to leave anyway at the end of the year. They're still going to win. So I don't know.
But does that make
as
this
a
NBA
non-Warriors
season,
fan, I hate it.
But does that make the NBA season irrelevant? I don't think it does.
I think it's no more relevant than it already had become.
Right. The Celtics are better this year if they stay healthy. The Lakers are an interesting story. The Thunder are interesting.
Better.
The Rockets are an interesting. I mean, there's a lot of interesting stories in the NBA, despite the fact that we still all think the Warriors are going to win.
Right. I think once what? It gets down. This first month or two, until Christmas, I think, is when it actually becomes a little bit more.
Baseball playoffs is over. NFL is kind of coming to a close or getting close. So, all right. So, Francesca, tell me what it's like to be a fan of a dynasty, because I've never had that happen.
So, I actually don't like it because.
Bandwagons?
Right. Okay. So, that's the first one. But I also feel like it makes the NBA boring as a whole because, like you just said, people expect the Warriors to win. And I feel like there should be more competition in the season when everybody already knows that the Warriors are going to take it.
Right. But I still think, I mean, they went to 7 with the Rockets and had to win game 7 on the road. And
yeah,
I think if Chris Paul's not injured, I don't know if they win. I truly don't. Now they add DeMarcus Cousins. But, you know, it's funny because Kevin Durant and Draymond Green led the league in technicals last year. Now you had DeMarcus Cousins, who also led the league in technicals 2 years prior and the year before that. So now you have three guys. The officials are just going to absolutely hate reffing Warriors games, right?
I mean, they already do.
Right.
What's Durant's problem, by the way?
I
cool it.
I think...
Well, I don't understand why he's so mad all the time.
I think just because he's... Ever since he left the Thunder for the Warriors, everybody's constantly on him about going
to the
team.
He didn't think
team.
That was going to happen to him?
I don't know. I don't think he really thought about it.
Well, he should have thought more.
That's why
he's winning his titles. That's why you go there.
That's why he's got his burner accounts.
Exactly.
He's got to pump himself up. I think the NBA is going to be very interesting this year just because of maybe not the Warriors. I think the Warriors is still going to be interesting just because who knows what's going to happen with DeMarcus Cousins. He's a wild card. And when Draymond Green and him get into it, it's going to be a story. And, of course, the Warriors are going to back Draymond Green on that scenario. So I just think there's a lot going on in the NBA that could lead to stories that are interesting and make you want to watch, even though you think the Warriors might win.
It definitely it'll keep the regular season more interesting, but once push comes to shove, it's going to be Warrior. It's going to be what we expect.
Right.
The big X factor here is how good are the Lakers going to be?
Yeah, that's going to be
with
a big,
LeBron.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is what the MLB is missing. They don't have any drama in the regular season.
I thought there was some pretty good drama this year.
Like, what kind of drama?
Well, we had two tiebreaker games, so we had divisions that were going
down. I'm
not
talking about game drama, though. We're talking, it's almost like the NBA's turned into not a soap opera, but it's turned into a reality show where we're curious to see tune in next week to see if Draymond Green and DeMarcus Cousins get in a fight.
So
that's interesting.
So what you want in MLB is somebody's got, like, you want Mike Trout to pretend to be somebody he's not. Like, we just they just have guys who are, and because basketball is much more popular in America, more people care. Because
he's 4 minutes in between.
These guys are tweeting out all the time. Mike Trout's like, they're on the road every day. They don't have time to go to all these events and things like that to make a name for themselves.
Okay. So you're saying because they have events, they don't have time? They have games every day?
I'm saying there's a lot less time to do things.
Mike Trout, call somebody out on Twitter, please.
He does not want to do that.
No, I know he doesn't. But no, seriously, I think that's what the MLB is missing, is the drama. We need more fights. We need more benches clearing brawls. The benches clearing, they're not brawls anymore. They're like open hand slaps. It's ridiculous.
Well, nobody wants to. They're getting paid a lot of money. They don't want to break their hands.
But, like, did you see what happened with Nick Hundley and Yasiel Puig this year?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. No one wants to break their hand.
It's true.
No, but they need to have
more. You ever
seen
Clayton Kershaw in a bench clearing brawl? He goes back into the clubhouse. He's not going out to fight anybody.
Yeah, that's. I know. He's a wimp. So and he's Buster, really good in the NLDS.
What did Buster Posey do when they had that fight? Was that 2 years ago? He just stood there and let his pitcher get.
It was Hunter Strickland. Oh, I'm sorry. Hunter Strickland's worth about $1.9 million a year. Oh. Posey's worth like 14.
That's exactly what I said about Kershaw, but Kershaw's a wimp and Posey,
that's
who
right.
has a bunch of catching gear on.
That's right.
He's not a wimp.
I'm a homer.
This is a game with baseball bets.
Yeah, bring a bat out.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
No, but seriously, I think MLB needs to have more of that soap opera, reality show drama, and then that will make us watch more in the regular season. Couple that with the fact that you shorten time of play in between when the ball is actually in play. 4 minutes is too long. I think they need to, I don't know if they can do this, maybe limit the launch angle guys on a team. Obviously, that's kind of, you can't do that. I just think there's a lot that needs to change in the MLB. All right, we'll take a break. Coming up next, I'll tell you what my Fire 3 is, and these guys will give me their opinions on them and tell me why they think I'm wrong. That's next on Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Welcome back. Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, Dan Anderson, Francesca Carrera, producer Jared King. Joseph Van Dyke is with us, who missed football last night to be at Simpson Volleyball. He missed a kind of a blowout against Enterprise Pleasant Valley. All right, time for Fire 3. Here's what we're going to do. My three picks that I think you should bet on this week. So far, I've hit on 66% on this year, just to brag. And then Francesca and Dan are going to tell me why I'm wrong. I'm going to start with the Buffalo Bills at home against Tennessee. And Tennessee is favored by 6 points. I'm going to take the Bills at home to cover. I like them. I think they're a lot better than people give them credit for. They blew up the Vikings earlier this year, and they're 1-3. And also, I think the Titans are a bad 3-1. I think Marcus Mariota is very inconsistent. I think the Titans have a weak defense, but they've played up to or better than I thought they were supposed to here early on. And I think the Bills with their new quarterback, and I think now that they got what's-his-name out of there, who was awful week one, that they'll have a better chance. What was his name?
Peterson.
Yeah, Nathan Peterson, that's right. He was god-awful. So I think Jared could replace him. All right, I say the Bills will cover plus 5.5. What do you guys think?
No. I don't think the Bills are as good as people think they are.
They're terrible. They're 1-3.
The way they played against the Vikings was like some sort of dream. I mean,
that's
I
right,
still,
they're
I,
good.
I no,
you
I still,
they're terrible.
No, they are terrible.
I still don't even know what happened, and it's been weeks later. But against Green Bay, they looked awful. So I don't think they'll win.
But I also think Tennessee is a bad 3-1.
Why do you say that they beat the Jaguars, who beat the Patriots? Everybody thinks the Jaguars are a good team. They held them to 6 points, and then they almost.
I know their defense.
So they lost
good.
To the Dolphins, who have been pretty good this year. And then they beat, I can't remember who else.
Okay, let me be wrong. That's fine.
All right,
Bills plus 5.5. I'm telling you, take it. I have a feeling.
I think the Bills are pretty bad. They can't move the ball.
Who's going to get a text when the Bills win this game or cover?
I'm certainly sure I will get one. Yeah.
Both of you guys.
All right,
telling you, I have a feeling. This is the same feeling I had when I thought the Eagles, they were like a 3-point favorite against, I forget who it was.
It was the Buccaneers and we beat them.
In week two. And I was all in on that bet and just got destroyed. Did you say we?
I say we with the Buccaneers, yes.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is such a interesting. He gets hot and then all of a sudden he's awful. There's no average for him.
Well, he's done for the year, so.
Right.
We don't have to worry about that anymore.
Okay, so my next pick is Ravens Browns. Baltimore on the road in Cleveland. Cleveland, I think, is a better team than their record at 1-2-1.
They got robbed last week.
They did, yeah, against Oakland. So really, they should be 2-2-1. But I think the Ravens are really good. I think Joe Flacco, I think I said it preseason, I think Joe Flacco has been really good this year. I think he's going to continue to be good. And they're -3.5, or 3 points, and I'm going to take the Ravens on this one because, and again, I think Flacco is really good. I think the Ravens' defense is kind of resurrected here a little bit this season, and I just don't think Baker Mayfield is going to be consistent enough on a week-to-week basis to where this team is going to be good, and they played the god-awful Raiders on defense last week. So Baker Mayfield looked good, but he's played against a couple bad defenses. I think once he faces a good defense in Baltimore, I think he's going to struggle a little bit.
I like that pick. I think that these rookie quarterbacks, like we already talked about Allen with Buffalo, they're good for at least one stupid throw, and then he's going to be throwing into much tighter windows here. I don't think they have what it takes to take out the Ravens this week, even though you said they're at home in Cleveland.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I think the Ravens defense is much better than any defense that Mayfield's faced so far this season. I like your pick.
What do you think, Francesca?
This one's a tough one for me because I like Mayfield, and it kind of pains me a little bit to say that because I hated him in Oklahoma. And I thought he was going to flop in the NFL. So, but he hasn't faced a defense, like you said. So this is a tough one for me, but I think I like Cleveland.
All right, so you guys are split on that one. Let's see so that's my second pick. My third pick, and I think I'm excited about this one too, guys, because it is the Giants and Panthers in Carolina. Panthers are favored by 6 points. I think that's way too many. It feels like a sucker bet. I'm going to take it. Carolina, I think, is coming off a bye in week four, and they're 2-1. They've looked good. The Panthers have looked good. Kind of back to the year when we thought they might go undefeated at 16-0. Cam Newton has looked pretty good. But I think the Giants are a good 1-3. I really do. Their offensive line has gotten better week by week. They looked good last week. Eli Manning's been playing well. They're finding Odell Beckham Jr., Saquon Barkley. Their defensive line is starting to put pressure on the quarterback. I'm feeling good about the Giants. I think a 6-point favorite for Carolina is unheard of. Again, it feels like a sucker bet, but I'm going to take the Giants to cover 6 points against Carolina.
This one, I disagree with you here. I think the Panthers at home, that they play so much better at home than anywhere else. Newton loves playing in that atmosphere there. I disagree with you about the Giants' offense. I don't think they move the ball quite as well as they should. They do not, with a guy
last
like,
week was a good step forward for them, though. They played well.
Against who?
And whoever they played.
It was against
the game.
A much worse defense.
That's true, but you got to get confidence.
They barely improve. I just don't think they move the ball well enough. I think this, to me, has one of those games where the Panthers go up two scores early, and then they just go on cruise control, and it's going to be like 17-10, something like that type of game. And then Newton punches one in right at the end, his stupid little goal line rush in to score a touchdown.
You're not a fan of Cam Newton?
As a Buccaneer fan, I'm not a fan, no.
Okay. Well, if it's like 17-13, I still win, so I'm feeling good about that. All right, Francesca, what do you think?
So I agree. I don't think the Giants are good. Obviously, Carolina's not good either, but I think they will beat the Giants.
66%, guys. I've been hitting this year, and you guys come on and rip my picks. I'm feeling good. Giants to cover, Ravens to win by over 3 points, and then the Bills to cover. Yeah, it's a little bit of a risky week.
I just think anybody who's putting any money on the Bills is not. I'm not liking that.
Josh Allen, I'm telling you.
What are you telling me?
I like him.
Okay.
Well, for that 1 week when he played well?
He did against the Vikings defense, one of the best defenses in the NFL.
No. Obviously, you haven't watched any of the Vikings games.
Okay, but they were one of the best defenses last year.
Last year.
Yes.
Yeah, this season, we suck.
You know who was really good last year, too? The Eagles. And they're not good this year.
They'll be all right.
Correct.
Give them a second. They'll be all right. What are they, 2-2?
1-3.
1-3? They'll be all right. It's early. Falcons fans, sorry, Joseph. You guys aren't looking too good.
No, they are 2-2, actually.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought the Eagles were 2-2. Okay, so I'm just going to say that 66% is – I'm bringing up a lot of stats tonight. 66% is what I've been hitting on. 4 minutes is how long between ball and play in the NFL or the MLB that I'm frustrated with. But, all right, final thoughts here. Give me – I almost took the 49ers, but I made a rule that I can't bet on the 49ers because I'm biased. It's a good rule.
This is the week. If you're going to do it,
I know.
This is the week.
Because they're playing the Cardinals.
The Cardinals, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they looked – I honestly think the Niners looked pretty good last week.
I was surprised. They showed up for sure.
The Chargers,
was one of those games where after you lose Garoppolo, that's the, okay, let's roll over and die or step up, and they definitely stepped up. So
yeah.
That was impressive.
It was impressive. Another thing is now they got to find a third-string quarterback because C.J. Beathard is out too.
You want Fitzmagic?
No. I'm okay. It's too much of an emotional roller coaster. I would imagine, right? Isn't
great.
It? Bring back Tim Tebow.
He's a great teammate.
Bring back Tim Tebow. Or maybe even Kaepernick. That's not going to happen.
Not in San Francisco, that's
for sure. No, it's definitely not going to happen. Who else? Tim Tebow, Brandon Whedon, someone else.
Mark Sanchez is free agent now. Mark
Who?
Sanchez.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, bring back the butt fumble. I don't know. It's just they need a quarterback badly. Obviously, it doesn't really matter. I don't know. Have their punter be quarterback. Who knows? We'll see what happens. All right. Thanks to Dan Anderson, Francesca Carrera. Thank you guys for coming on. We got into a lot of baseball. It turned into like almost like a brotherly fight, Dan.
Just like it, yeah.
Yeah. All right, and thanks to Jared King and Joseph Van Dyke. This has been Sports Talk with Connor Sutton. what she yelling for? Lay back, it's all been done before.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.